the apostles asked Jesus, increase our faith. Increase our faith. And that's a good ask. That's a good ask because the apostles, they have been with Jesus for a while. See, Jesus is telling them they need to live differently. They're being called to live out the gospel message, and they know that it takes more effort. There's more to it to live out the gospel message. So they know that with more faith, it would be easier, right? So it's a good ask to ask for more faith. It would also be a good ask for us to ask for more faith. In this time where we see it is becoming more and more difficult to live out our faith, right? As in the Catholic faith, we face more and more adversity out in the world. We face more and more temptation. We have more and more reasons that it may be easy to fall away from our faith and fall into the ways of the world. So it would be a good ask for us, Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. Now, when we ask for more faith, it's what we're doing. We recognize actually that we're asking, it's a gift, right? That faith is a gift from God. So we ask for this gift. However, although yes, it is a gift, the reality is that this is a gift that we also need to do our part. Like we need to do our part to receive the gift. We need to be open to the gift of faith. We need to receive the gift. We need to cultivate the gift of faith in our life. We need to be open to allow the faith to grow in our life. We need to do our part. In the second reading today, St. Paul, he acknowledges that. When he says this, he says, as he's writing to Timothy, he says, stir into flame the gift you have been given through the imposition of my hands. So he's saying, yes, you have this gift, but it's not enough just to have the gift. You need to do something with it. You need to stir it into flame. You gotta light it up. You need to start a fire. So when I was growing up, there was several summers in a row there where we would go out camping. With my family, it was regular, we'd go on camping trips, and I just loved it. I loved going on these camping trips. I loved everything about it. I loved, you know, sleeping in the camper. I loved going fishing. I loved the outdoor games. I loved, you know, grilling out. I even loved, like, just the act of setting up camp, right? Getting there and all the work that would go into getting our camp set up. But I think my favorite part about setting up, though, was starting the fire. I always wanted to be the one to start the fire. I don't know, it made me feel more grown up. I don't know. I loved starting the fire. And I also loved, like, trying to make, like, the best fire. Like, I wanted to make the best fire. You know, the type of fire where you get it all built up and stuff, and you light it, and it just takes off, right? I wanted to be able to build the best fire. So when it comes to, like, building campfires, there's two different camps in this, right? There is the camp that says that it's the teepee way. Like, that's how you do it. You build the teepee out of the logs, and that's going to make the best fire. But then there's the camp that says, no, it's not the teepee, it's the log cabin style, right, where you kind of build them up going like a log cabin, and that's the way to build the best fire. So, of course, as I was growing up, you know, I did all this. I tried both sides. I tried everything in between. And what I found was that actually they both work, and they both don't work. They both work and they both don't work. Because the reality is, it's much less about the logs and much more about the kindling. You've got to have good kindling to build a good fire. Now, of course, just having kindling, that's also not enough, is it? Right? Because you got to have, because if you just have kindling, that's going to light up real good, but it's going to start up, the fire's going to go, and it's going to go out, and you'll have no fire. You can't have just logs, because you could build the absolute best log structure there is, but if all you have is a log and a match, you're not starting anything. You need both. You gotta have the kindling and you gotta have the logs. And then you have that. You have the logs, you can build this great structure, and then you can stuff the kindling in underneath and all around where it needs to be. So then all you gotta do is light a match, drop it in, and watch it burn. And that is a good fire. St. Paul, in the second reading today, he's using this analogy of fire. This fire that you have to stir into flame, this gift you've been given. So if we can continue that analogy, that you know, how would I compare it with fire and faith? I'd say this, is that faith that is alive, faith that's active and strong, you know, that type of faith, that's like a blazing fire. That's like a blazing fire to have that type of faith. So when we ask Jesus for that gift, we say, Jesus, increase our faith. Ultimately, what we're really asking, knowing that we need to do our part, what we're saying is, Jesus, help me to build a big fire. Help me to build a big fire of faith. So if we're going to build this big fire, what do we need? We need the logs, we need the kindling, right? So in our faith life, what are the logs? It's the sacraments. It's the sacraments of the church. That's the logs, because that's the foundation, that's the meat, that's what's going to sustain us through our life. The logs, those are the sacraments. They're so important, we need to have the logs. But by themselves, it's not enough to start a fire. We got to have the kindling. So what is the kindling? The kindling is going to be all those things that we do in our life that leads us closer to God. No matter how small or how big, all these things that lead us closer to God, that's the kindling. These are the things like our daily prayer, our reading scripture, our helping our neighbor, our going out and serving the poor, helping the needy. It's listening to inspirational spiritual music. It's spiritual reading. It's learning more about our faith. It's loving our family, loving our friends. Everything that we do that leads us closer to the Lord is the kindling to help start that fire. And conversely, everything that we do that leads us away from the Lord, that's like spraying water on the fire. And we know that there's all sorts of water being sprayed in our world today. You gotta have logs, you gotta have the kindling. And then try and stay away from the water. In the second reading, again, we'll go back to that. St. Paul, when he was talking about this gift that you've been given through the imposition of my hands, biblical commentary will say that this is quite likely what he's referring to here is Timothy's ordination, which we would know as the sacrament of holy orders, right? And the sacrament, that's the logs, right? And it's the sacrament of holy orders. And Paul, he's saying again, it's not enough to just be given this sacrament. You need to do something with it. You need to stir it into flame. You need kindling. We have 11th graders here in church here today. You guys are getting ready for a confirmation, right? Another sacrament. You're getting ready for confirmation, but confirmation, it's not until spring. So you might wonder, why am I doing all this preparation now already for this sacrament? It's a long ways away. What you're doing right now is you're gathering kindling. So you're gathering kindling because you can't show up next spring at confirmation without any kindling and think you're gonna start a fire. So right now you're gathering the kindling. Today, as we're here for Marathon Sunday for John Ireland, it's such a blessing here to actually be, first of all, for the J.I. Choir to be leading us in worship and in song. It's phenomenal. What a blessing. What a blessing to see so many J.I. families with us today. It's so happy to have everybody here. It's fantastic. One thing that I look at when it comes to J.I., something, I think this idea of the building the fire, this is something that J.I. does exceptionally well. Exceptionally well, because within JI, like in the actual schedule itself, it's all built into the schedule. These opportunities to build the fire, right? The logs, right? The logs, the sacraments. Every Thursday, the whole school goes to Mass and has a chance to receive the sacrament of the Eucharist. On Tuesdays, the older kids go to Mass and receive. Once a month, they have confessions. They have the opportunity to receive the sacrament of confession. All of these things that are so important to building up the fire of their faith. But again, it's not just about the logs. You need the kindling. And they get this every single day at JI. Every day. Their classes are they have prayer throughout all of their classes, throughout the whole day, and prayer is incorporated into it, before meals, after meals. Father comes and visits once a week to all the classes. We have adoration on Thursdays. They have Wednesday morning all-school prayer. They've got music where they sing inspirational spiritual songs. They've got all these things, all of these things that lead them closer to the Lord, as this is the kindling to help build the fire. And besides that, the staff and the teachers, they do so much. They try so hard to keep all those things that would lead our children away from the Lord, to keep them out of the school the best they can. We don't want to spray water on the fire. JI is this great environment for building the fire of our children. We're so blessed to have JI in our community so that we can see our children come up in this way. And the reality is that every way that we can support JI, whenever we support JI, we're supporting that fire to be built up, to be fanned in the flame in our young people. But what about the rest of us? What about the rest of us who don't have the benefit of being at a place like JI for 7 hours a day? What are we doing to increase our faith, to build our fire? So it's good that we're here at Mass. That's a good start, right? Because we know the power of the sacraments. That when they come, that we come here and receive the Eucharist. We know there's power in the Eucharist. There's power to change people. There's power to give us faith. So it's reasonable that we would come to the sacrament with that prayer, Lord Jesus, increase my faith. Increase my faith through the power of the Eucharist. But then we need to ask ourselves, have I done my part? Have I prepared myself through the course of this week? Have I brought any kindling? Or am I just basically going to come here to the communion and be there with a log and a match and hope for the best? The reality is, we could go to Mass every single week for the rest of our lives. But if between Sunday and Sunday we don't do anything at all to bring ourselves closer to the Lord, then we surely can't expect to ever have a blazing fire of faith. So the question comes down to, is this what you want? Do you desire that type of faith? Do you desire the type of faith that will burn within you and be a blazing fire? Because if you do, then what are you doing to build the fire? It's good to come to Mass. Keep going with the sacraments. We know the power of the Mass. We come to Mass. We go to reconciliation, receive that sacrament. Then also think about your life. Think about your life from Sunday to Sunday. And what can you do to gather kindling? What are those things you can do every single day, every single week, so that you can build a fire, the blazing fire of faith, a fire that'll help us in this complicated world to live out our faith for the rest of our lives.